So in truth, there is no conflict between true Buddhism and true Advaitism. There is no conflict whatsoever. There are different languages and terminologies and whatnot. But you can see by listening to my renderings of the teachings that I've presented in the form of these texts, that they are speaking in common and in the same room. And there's no basis for a conflict between them. They all fit into my book. They all fit in the room with me. Because I don't have to defend Hinduism or Buddhism or anything else. Anything Western, anything Eastern, anything of a nationalistic nature. I have no inherited religion to defend. I have no tribe. Therefore, no one is offended. So by having no affiliation, I can speak plainly in terms of the non-difference between these traditions of teaching or of realization. What there is of difference is apparent in the culture, the traditional cultural wars, and they originate within the institutional and political circumstances and so on. Wherein these two traditions came into conflict, just as other traditions are in conflict. Christianity versus Buddhism versus Hinduism, whomever versus whomever, Christianity versus Judaism. Christianity as a movement first tried to replace Judaism by declaring itself to be the true Israel, and so on. Use that very kind of language, and as a result, all kinds of terrible happenings have occurred because of that conflict between Christianity and Judaism that are simply about cultural wars and efforts toward cultural victory, cultural dominance, an effort to replace one part of one cultural orientation, to replace another, and so forth. And this has gotten spelled out or lived out in the form of very human, gross conflicts. Even today, the world seems prepared to destroy itself, to fight out the ancient cultural wars between the old religions again. One would have thought just a few years ago that such a thing would not be possible. And here it is all over again. It's not originating from truth. It has no divine origin. It's not about God. It's about institution, ego, difference, mummery, global egoity, tribalism, factionalism, where conflicts have to be invented and victory has to be sought. So why was there a conflict between Buddhism and Hinduism? For the same reason, there's a conflict, you can see it on CNN right now, is it? Between various religions in the world today. And there, it's not just the religions that are in conflict, it's not just, you know, saints in their rooms shouting at one another. Rather, it is very political. It's religions identified with institutions, with nations, with political movements, and so forth. That's where the conflict between Buddhism and Hinduism came from, likewise. That's where conflict comes from in general. It's all the neighborhood wars of egoity, relative to the matters of truth. All of that has nothing to do with it. nothing whatsoever to do with it. It's false, utterly false, unworthy and destructive. So there is really no conflict between Buddhism and Advaitism worth discussing. It's better to forget about it, because it's just simply not true. It has nothing to do with the truth at all. If you consider the matters of truth, then there is no conflict between the true or essential culture of Buddhism and the true or essential culture of Advaitism. No conflict whatsoever. Hinduism is many things. Just as religions often are many things associated with nation, politics, institutions, this, that, and the other thing, all kinds of economics, on and on and on. But relative to the matter of truth, just that, there is no difference. And to go on talking as if there were one and as if there was a difference that had to be straightened out is to perpetuate the myth that there is a difference, when there isn't any. Just as there are no different realities, no different truths, no different divinities in the ultimate sense. There are not many gods in the sense of the divine reality. There's all kinds of talking about it, and people pointing through their traditions toward something potentially to be realized. But their pointers are simply their mummers' costumes. And when they come to truth itself, they will have outgrown and relinquished all of that.